Hey Marker, the gentleman review, guys. Action!
What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, a canola Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is our review, guys, of The Gentleman. Tells the story of a British drug lord tries to sell off his high profitable empire, aka marijuana, to a dynasty of Oklahoma billionaires. That what could go wrong, guys? What could go wrong in a gang and everything? What could go wrong in this empire? A lot of things can go wrong. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, guys. This is our review. Let's get right to it. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Top fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Angela.
My lovely wife, Angela. So this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, because this movie is really good. It's going to be start coming out, guys. I'm just going to start talking, and it's just going to be...
I'm really excited.
It's a trip. This movie is a freaking amazing trip, and I love it. You come out with an accent. I kid you not. We started talking British all of a sudden, even though we're not British whatsoever. I mean, let's get right to it. I mean, I just... Man, just y'all want to know what this means eventually. Y'all want to know what this means, guys, at the end of that movie. Just saying. Not a spoiler. Okay, so we're not mentioning any spoilers whatsoever, so let's get right to it. Obviously, the cast in here is really great. I mean, I was on board. Matthew McConaughey, Charlie Hunnam. We know his Sons of Anarchy, Matthew McConaughey, with so many movies. All right. Dallas Buyers Club.
Jeremy Strong.
Succession. I mean, we know so many movies as well. And then, of course, we get Colin Farrell. And then Hugh Grant's in here, you know, Love Actually, which is funny. I was just like, it didn't even look like Hugh Grant. I don't know why.
It's totally obvious. It's
it is. I'm just, yeah, I just.
But I'll give it to you. He does wear glasses or shades most of it. So yeah. Maybe that's why. But I think I was more surprised by Henry Golding. I think that's how you pronounce it. From Crazy Rich Asians. And then the Christmas movie that just came out. So I mean, it's definitely a little bit different though, and I've seen him in mainstream. Correct me if we're wrong, but that thing is a little bit different than the rom-coms he's usually done. So was kind of a surprise, so that was interesting.
Yes, of course, this is written and directed by Guy Ritchie as well, guys. I mean, okay, so I'll say this. I am not a Guy Ritchie fan. I apologize. Put all the comments down below. Y'all are going to hate on me. I am not a Guy Ritchie fan. I really did not like King Arthur. The best movie I could think of that I really did enjoy was Snatch. Put all the comments down below, by the way, which is your favorite Guy Ritchie movie. We'll respond back. The movie I can think of top of my head is going to be Snatch. That could probably be the only Guy Ritchie movie that I really did enjoy and everything. That one, and it always comes down to Sherlock Holmes as well, because he did direct Sherlock Holmes. So I'll say both. I'll probably say they're both equal, but yeah. Anyways, so given that into perspective and everything, given that into thought, you know, the way this movie flowed and everything, because it's just his style. And I know I was trying to explain to you off camera right before we saw the movie. I was like, well, he has a certain style that he gives off.
Yeah.
Now, so, watching that style for the first, because this is your first Guy Ritchie movie, right?
No, I saw King Arthur, but that was a long time ago. But did
you didn't like it as much, right?
I don't remember loving it.
So therefore, you didn't like it.
But so it was definitely like a 10 minutes in, I was like, okay, this is how the movie's going to go. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty interesting. I liked it. Mm. I liked the way that this was told. I can't speak for other movies, but the way that this was told, it was pretty interesting. Although I do appreciate the way that it was set up. Like, it was interesting, but it was such a good story.
Which is funny because she does not like mob movies. She don't like
I'm any, not like, into like crime drug lord, gangster I'm into
that
movies.
I'm into that.
That's not my
Goodfellas,
forte.
Irishman. I mean, we could go on and on, but that's my forte, but and I was surprised she liked it.
Well, because I mean, I knew it was kind of a gangster movie going in. As far as the actual synopsis or plot, I didn't really look into it as much. So I was like, you know what? I'll give the cast a chance. I know I was surprised to like Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy. Matthew McConaughey, he's pretty okay. There's a couple of movies I like that he's
pretty
in.
Pretty okay. Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no, he's definitely very talented. He's just not my favorite. But got to give him props. So just seeing the cast going in, I was like, all right, I'll give it a chance. Mm-hmm. But I did know it was kind of a gangster movie. So I was like,
crime,
But I really liked how it wasn't. I think that's my problem with crime and gangster movies. It's very overly gory, super violent. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't it. And I really liked how it it didn't need the extra bloodshed and to tell the story. It didn't need that. And I really liked
how it was strong, strong storytelling in this movie. Really strong narration. I mean, this movie felt very directed. I mean, it felt like they were just directing it. It was edited very well. I would say that this movie really, really gives us a good story. You know, and I really did enjoy this movie a lot. I really did enjoy it a lot. I did love how they were so on point when it came down to like the costume design and everything, the outfits. I feel like Matthew McConaughey's suits really helped project his character more, because it was just he was a drug lord. He was a leader, the drug lord, and it was just his presence.
Also like his character. He was a very like calm, situated, super overanalyzing. Very smart. And that's why he's, been, a drug lord for, for so many years. Yeah. And, everything's good. And I really liked, like you said, like the way he dressed and what all of his like associates, the way they dressed. Yeah. It kind of definitely portrayed like mob boss.
It felt kind of weird seeing Charlie Hunnam answer to a boss. I was like, what the heck? I was like, he's the president of the MCI. I love that a lot.
I liked seeing Charlie Hunnam the way he was in this movie, because I'm so used to him like being out there for Sons of Anarchy, super violent, but he's so calm and he's so scary though.
I don't know if you remember in the first season of season one of Sons of Anarchy, he had that British accent still, because he didn't really have to he progressed. It's funny too, because when you watch shows like that were on for so long, you notice in the very first season of Sons of Anarchy, he has a hardcore British accent, and then eventually just goes away. It's just like, what happened to it? He progressed, and I was just like, oh crap.
It's definitely different though. Yeah. I've seen Charlie Hunnam, and I really liked his character because he evoked fear and authority, but he had such a soft-spoken manner.
They're very terrifying. Proper. They're very proper. I mean, it was very good. They did say a word, and we're not going to say, they did say a word a lot in this movie. Y'all know what we're talking about, and it was just funny. It kept me laughing. I was just like, oh,
well, gosh. I think it's because it's like a cultural thing. Like, it's pretty offensive.
And it wasn't bloody, by the way. It wasn't like bloody.
No, an offensive word. Yeah. And I think it's a cultural thing where over there it's like an insult.
Yeah.
But over here it's like super offensive. Yeah. In the US,
I think it's still an insult no matter what. But
they use it a lot. But I mean, it was kind of funny.
I actually liked Hugh Grant as Fletcher. He was actually a good character, man. I really did like him because, first off, right at the bat, guys, ladies and gentlemen, when I go into this movie, the first scene of this movie is already storytelling, narration. I'm just like, wow, Fletcher's narrating. I'm just like, wow, okay, this is going to be good. Wow, I was just like, all right. So we go into this dialogue scene. And it's action dialogue, because I'm a sucker for action dialogue, and it's just fighting with words, and all this stuff, action with words. I love it because it just really shows how strong these two actors are, how very well they're able to correspond with each other, how they're able to communicate and still keep us entertained throughout this movie, even though they throw a little, also the humor in this as well. Like, the humor was really done very well. It wasn't too much humor. It wasn't too little. It was just at the right times. It's like, oh, let's throw some action in here. Oh, let's throw a little humor while we're doing the action. And then it was very good. I love that a lot about this movie. Again, Colin Farrell. Oh, my God. AKA Penguin, guys. If you don't know, he's going to be in the Matt Reeves movie as Penguin.
I got to say, Colin Farrell was, like, hands down my favorite character.
Oh, wow.
He was so naturally funny. Like, his personality, like, his character... It's so funny. He just gets caught up in the madness that, unfolds. And he does his best. But he's just so, like... It's not sarcastic, but it's really funny, and he was my favorite character.
Yeah, most definitely. And then going back into the Jeremy Strong, man. Okay, so Jeremy Strong really does play these roles very well. Like, he plays like, oh, I think I'm in power and all this stuff. And it just, we know this from Succession. We know he's used to playing those. He played a more, I don't want to say feminine.
It was definitely a little. Out there, maybe like feminine a little bit, but definitely more high-pitched, take care of himself, maybe a little not as macho, definitely not macho, but obviously he comes from a family with a lot of vast wealth, so he is a very powerful person, which is funny because he's such a small stature, so skinny, very properly dressed, know,
I'll get my crabs on you. that's what he says in the movie.
It's kind of almost hilarious to see, he has such a demeanor he has, and he's like trying to throw insults and show he has power over people. It's pretty funny to see that.
Action sequences are so great in this movie, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I really did love how it wasn't too much. Like, again, I'm not all for bloody movies, gore movies, as long, especially for this type of movie, because you're just like, you can't just, especially for this type of movie that needs to carry a strong story to go to correspond with it. I'm just like, we really need to see that bloody scenes, which I want to see crime, like drive-bys and everything. And so that was good to see. Like in that, yeah, a gangster style kind of movie.
I gotta appreciate that, because I think that's a big pet peeve of mine: unnecessary sex and unnecessary violence, like gore. Mm. Like if it's just put in there just to be put in there and doesn't add anything, and that's a pet peeve of mine for movies. And I really like it. It did have, you know, violence. I mean, it's a crime movie, of course.
Yeah, it had violence, but not as much.
But it didn't, like, wasn't in your face gore and blood.
And it was humor violence, I guess you could say. It was just very humor, because every time they'll show violence, they'll throw in a joke. And I was like, oh, okay. It kind of lightened the mood. was, like, oh, yeah, we're killing this guy. But hey, this is a funny joke right here, guys.
But it was believable, though. Yeah. And I felt like
the logic in this movie was great. I love the logic in this movie. It was, logic was 100% on point. I really do. I feel like this could really happen in the real world.
It made sense. Yeah. It really made sense. I liked how it is a storytelling for most of it, but it like continues.
Yeah, it does. For real, it does.
And like, you'll know what I mean.
Y'all know what I mean. Yeah.
Don't want to spoil it.
So I mean, I really did like this movie, Guy Ritchie. I mean, wow. Like this is probably gonna hit like one of my favorite movies now for Guy Ritchie, because it was just, yeah, I'm definitely going to buy this movie. I'm definitely going to buy this, because I really did love all the casting. I love the chemistry between all the characters. The character development was really good on this movie. Like, God, it was so good. Fletcher, I mean, everyone, Jeremy Strong, and Colin Farrell. It's
funny because, like,
it was a twist, too. It was a really good,
even
a climax
moment. Matthew McConaughey's character, like, he's a crime lord. You know, he's dealing drugs illegally, he's a criminal, but you know, you can't help but like want him to kind of win in the end.
Yeah, in the end, right?
Like he wants the happy ending.
He tries to be the nice guy a lot.
Yeah, he does, and he wants the happy ending for him, and you want that for him.
Yeah,
and I think that's great telling.
Most definitely. All right, was this the film that we deserved? Yes. Was this what we needed? Oh, most definitely. Yes, I'm gonna say that. Right, you say yes?
Yeah, definitely, because like it was executed very well.
Rating 1 out of 10, one being the worst. I'll do mine first, all right? So I'm gonna have to give this choosing between an 8.5 or a 9. Very hard.
I will go with an 8 because.
Okay. I'll do 8.5. I'll do that.
I really liked it. You know, surprisingly, it's not my cup of tea, but I walked away.
They did have tea, by the way.
A lot of tea. I walked away wanting to see this again, like immediately.
Yeah.
And I think that's always like a win in my book, especially for the type of genre it is. It's not something I usually go for, but the cast was good. Mm-hmm. I walked away super satisfied as a theater movie audience.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like the story is just great. It was directed very well. I would definitely recommend seeing this. Don't hesitate.
No. Right, don't hesitate. Alrighty, guys, be sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, be like our review, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680,
Mangela at that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City movie talk for movie fans, guys. You bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm losing my tone right now. I'm like blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right, let's get right to it, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Have a good one, guys. Check you later.